You are Locked On Broncos, your daily podcast on the Denver Broncos, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
This one's for Pat. The ball is free. Denver's got it. Touchdown, Denver.
Here's your host of Locked On Broncos, NFL analyst Cody Rourke.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Broncos, brought to you by the Locked On Podcast Network. This is your host, Cody Rourke, writer and contributor over at predominantlyorange.com, covering all things Denver Broncos, as well as NFL analyst covering the Broncos nationally. You can catch me on Twitter at Cody Rourke NFL. Follow the show, Locked On Broncos, on Twitter at Locked On Broncos. You can also listen to me every single Wednesday, milehighsports.com, 2:30 p.m. Mountain Time, on air with Sean Walsh talking all things Denver Broncos. Download the Mile High Sports app, and at 2:30 p.m. Mountain Time, tune in to the Sean Walsh Show on milehighsports.com. Very awesome to be doing that every single week. Very big opportunity. Love doing it. And what a week it was. Now, if you're wondering why there hasn't been a Locked On Broncos episode over the last couple of days, here's why. Last week, I had the opportunity, and throughout this entire weekend, to attend the Denver Glacier Clinic. And I tell you what, it brings coaches from the high school, the collegiate, the professional level all together. And I learned a lot of great things from Chris Gould, the assistant special teams coach for the Denver Broncos. But more importantly, I'm going to tell you why I'm so fired up. As a defensive backs coach, I had the opportunity to sit down and speak with Greg Williams, cornerbacks, defensive backs coach for the Denver Broncos, newly hired from Indianapolis. We'll give a little background on him here in a second. And University of Colorado defensive backs coach Shadon Brown. If you don't know it, Shadon Brown has produced a lot of Division I NFL round one prospects, round two prospects at the cornerback position. They have a very elite secondary at CU. Had the opportunity to hear Greg Williams and Shadon Brown's coaching philosophies, and I'm excited to share what I learned with you, especially if you guys love defensive backs in the no-fly zone. Had the opportunity in between sessions to kind of talk with both of them. And at the end of the clinic, I had a pretty good chance to sit down and kind of just talk with Greg Williams for about 15 to 20 minutes after the final session was over. And I tell you what, man, I left inspired. I left the Glacier Clinic inspired, and I learned so much information. I tell you what, the Denver Broncos are getting a great pickup in a coach in Greg Williams. I'll explain that here on our later segment of Locked On Broncos here today. But in the meantime, I want to take the time to remind you guys to check out Adam Mattis over at Denver Stiffs and Locked On Nuggets, part of the Locked On NBA branch, bringing you the latest news and analysis regarding the Denver Nuggets and a tough, tough loss last night to the Houston Rockets, man. Tell you what, the Denver Nuggets started off very, very slow last night, and they gave up way too many points in the first quarter to the Rockets. James Harden scored 17 after one, and the Rockets were unbelievable. They're the most efficient team on the offensive side of the ball in the NBA, and they're pretty darn good defensively. Nuggets found themselves in a pretty big hole early on, but they fought back late in the game, and unfortunately they came up short. And I tell you what, Houston is my pick to win the West this year. They are unbelievably talented on both sides, and they're the one team I think that will really give Golden State fits. And I tell you what, the Nuggets have a very young team and a very resilient team. They're energized by the return of Mason Plumlee, Nikola Jokic balling out. There's a lot of promise in this Denver Nuggets team as they compete for a playoff spot in the final stretch of the NBA regular season. Adam Mattis has you covered over there and Locked On Nuggets. And be sure to follow my man, Matt Williamson, over at Locked On NFL, bringing you the latest news and analysis and team offseason previews and needs every single day here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Now, before we get to our segment on Greg Williams and everything I learned from him and what he has in plan for the no-fly zone in 2018, I think a really big component of what we need to talk about here is obviously the rumor mill regarding the Denver Broncos around the National Football League. And obviously, everybody's talking about Kirk Cousins. Well, the Denver Broncos can't necessarily have any discussions with Kirk directly, but John Elway is planning on sitting down and meeting with Kirk Cousins' agent, who happens to be Trevor Siemian's agent, at the Combine this week. And you know what, they can't publicly make it known that they're talking about Kirk Cousins, but you know, they got to have that conversation there. They're probably going to have a conversation about Kirk Cousins at some point, whether it be over dessert, whether it be watching scouts and Paul Uletta, a quarterback prospect in the NFL draft this year. They're going to be able to talk a little bit about that going forward. So there's something to look forward to this week as the NFL Combine happens. I'm very excited about it because I can tell you this. The NFL Combine is exciting to see what type of players you may be getting. Now, you can't really evaluate how fast a guy can be with pads. Now, when you don't have pads on, obviously we're going to see 40-yard dashes. We're going to see a lot of different skill drills for receivers, defensive backs, linebackers, etc. But the main thing we really want to see here is just how these guys respond, because they're going to go through an interview process as well. We won't necessarily get to see the full brink of that, but a lot of it we're going to see the on-field composure stuff, how they do with coaching, you know, especially how they do in drills, what footwork mechanics look like for quarterbacks, etc. Those are the things I'm really excited about and seeing. And obviously, Elway and Kirk Cousins' agent going to have that little conversation in there. Derek Wolfe is reportedly rumored as a potential departure in free agency for the Denver Broncos. He could be cut. Now, I don't know how I feel about this. Derek Wolfe has been a phenomenal asset for the Denver Broncos. However, the main concern over the course of the last few seasons has been Derek Wolfe's health. Now, he suffered a very scary injury in the preseason of 2013 against the Seattle Seahawks, where he kind of lost a feeling in his neck and he had to get stretchered off in that game. That was very scary for the Denver Broncos and for Derek Wolfe. And Derek Wolfe this year experienced some injuries as well, more so along the lines of tingling, numb sensation in his extremities, and that was a concern. You know, many people were kind of concerned that his career may be over. He may have to retire due to those kind of injuries. And apparently, you know, I see him on Instagram on his feed. He's running, he's sprinting, he's training with the Denver Broncos' newest trainer, and he's doing a lot of good things. And I think he's going to make a fine recovery. But the question is, the Denver Broncos, are they going to release him or not? Now, I'm not too sure if they are. I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't, but I'd also be surprised if they did. And, you know, you just have to wonder. He's been a very big anchor on the defensive line for the Denver Broncos, especially in the run game, and causing some of that interior pressure. And just losing a guy like him would stink. I'm not sure what options we could really look at here to replace him. I can go through a list here later on this week, and we can talk about it here, Locked On Broncos. Or you could tweet me at CodyRourkeNFL some suggestions. If Derek Wolfe were to be cut by the Denver Broncos, who do you think the Broncos would bring in, or who would be a candidate that could replace him on the defensive line? So be sure to tweet me at CodyRourkeNFL. Eager to hear your responses. Now, we haven't heard a lot. The Denver Broncos are now, you know, after it was reported that Emmanuel Sanders could be cut or traded, the Denver Broncos are now having second thoughts, and we won't see Emmanuel Sanders probably traded or cut. You know, when they're trying to get a premier quarterback like Kirk Cousins, they're trying to entice him to come to Denver. You lose a Demaryius Thomas or Emmanuel Sanders, and obviously that, you know, you lose some appeal in Denver. Which quarterback wants to come to a team where they don't have receivers? And I see a lot of fans, I see a lot of people on Twitter saying the Broncos are going to trade, or they need to trade or cut both Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders. And in my head, I'm thinking, why does this person have a Twitter account? Because that's blasphemous. That's unbelievable. It's not a smart analysis in regards to looking at the long-term picture of the Denver Broncos. Many people say, oh, well, Emmanuel Sanders and Demaryius Thomas have declined. I wouldn't necessarily say they have declined. Their production has dropped because of a lack of a quarterback. The Denver Broncos need a solidified option. I've said it a million times, and I'm going to say it for the millionth time and one time here, that it is stupid to get rid of Emmanuel Sanders and Demaryius Thomas. Now, if you got rid of Emmanuel Sanders, do you pursue a guy like Paul Richardson in free agency? I'd say that might be a move for the Denver Broncos to make, but that's unlikely going to be the case. Emmanuel Sanders and Demaryius Thomas have been very consistent for the Denver Broncos, even with a dip in quarterback production. Emmanuel Sanders saw one of his worst years this year, mainly due to battling injuries. He started off the season very hot. Obviously, a big game against the Dallas Cowboys, got hurt against the Giants. You can't really factor a lot into the statistics when you look at who's at quarterback for the Denver Broncos. That's a big, big difference. Look at Eric Decker. Look at Julius Thomas' career numbers. With Peyton Manning, quarterback made all the difference in their careers. It's going to make the same exact difference when they get a quarterback like Kirk Cousins on the roster to amplify their game. I guarantee you, it's going to be phenomenal to watch. Now, Trevor Siemian wasn't the guy. Brock Osweiler wasn't the guy. Sure enough, Paxton Lynch isn't the guy. Every week, I feel like we have to talk about this just looming cloud over Broncos country about who the hell is going to be the quarterback. Well, we're not going to spend too much time on that. Time will tell. Literally, we're about 14, 15 days away from figuring out what's going to happen in NFL free agency. The Christmas period of the National Football League has begun in March. March 12th, March through 14th, we're going to have the free agency frenzy over here at the Locked On Podcast Network. Be sure to follow and stay tuned to all Locked On NFL team channels for free agency news, because there's going to be some big transactions. And there's already been a big transaction in the AFC West outside of the Alex Smith trade. Marcus Peters, their cornerback, their star cornerback in Kansas City, has been traded. Unbelievable. He was traded to the Los Angeles Rams, where Wade Phillips is going to inherit him. And so the Rams can feel a little bit more comfortable about letting Tremaine Johnson go. And they're going to have a young nucleus down there in Los Angeles. And that's going to make them even more dangerous defensively. And it's a gamble. Sean McVay, I think, will do a good job of controlling Marcus Peters' behavior. So how does that impact the AFC West and the Broncos? Well, bye-bye Marcus Peters. Introduce David Amerson, formerly of the Oakland Raiders. He's going to be there with them. And so I think there's just a lot of things you got to look at. The Denver Broncos, they get a new quarterback. That's going to be a big, big key for the AFC West. And that could change. That could dictate who wins the AFC West, depending on who the Broncos get as their quarterback. So that's something we're going to continue to monitor. But enough about the quarterback situation. I'm tired of talking about it. Let me tell you guys about what I learned from the newly acquired Denver Broncos defensive backs coach, Greg Williams. Spent 7 years in San Diego for the Chargers, had the likes of coaching up guys like Antonio Cromartie, most recently Indianapolis for a couple years, coaching up Vontae Davis and some young guys there. Hearing him talk about some of those young guys he had in Indy is very promising and very fun to watch, because they have some ballers down there in Indy. We even got to see some cut up of the Colts and the Broncos game on Thursday Night Football. He broke down the anatomy of a play and what they wanted to do, and it was phenomenal. And I think the Denver Broncos are going to get a very good guy in Greg Williams. I tell you what, I wish he was my coach. And I'm a former defensive back. I coached defensive backs. Him and I talked a lot, and it was awesome to establish that connection with him that I'm going to utilize every week when I get into my coaching season. And obviously, as his season kicks off in coaching, going to stay in a lot of contact with him. Very great guy, very humble coach, old school guy. Loved his session, loved his description of just his philosophy. Now, what he told me, what he told all the people at the clinic, he went through over his philosophy as a defensive backs coach, what he wants his guys to be able to do, and more importantly, we talked about what the Denver Broncos could do. He's inheriting a very energetic and competitive room in the defensive backfield. You get Aqib Talib, Bradley Roby, Chris Harris Jr., Brendan Langley, Darius Stewart, Justin Simmons, Will Parks. The list goes on and on and on. You have a phenomenal defensive back room that you can bring some guys in, and it's going to be competitive. He's excited about working with them. He's excited about working with Bradley Roby and Brendan Langley, getting Langley right, especially after, you know, kind of being thrown into the fire. We talked about that a little bit. And Chris Harris Jr., his versatility, he's going to plan on utilizing that a lot, more so getting, you know, Chris back into a stance rather than a staggered stance. He's going to get him in an actual DB stance. You know, we kind of seen that. We kind of talked about the evolution of Chris Harris, and he's phenomenal. He's a phenomenal athlete, and I think Greg Williams is super excited. He mentioned he's very excited to get to work with these guys, and I'm excited about it. Now, we talked a lot about man technique and teaching progressions. You know, his main philosophy is a defensive back. A lot of times it looks like it could be a man coverage, but a lot of times they're just playing cover three. Now, they have different terminologies for cover three. You can have a clue cover three, where you're playing tight, where your corner can pretty much man up, even though he's got deep third responsibility. He can pretty much man up on the outside receiver. They have a lot of different things like that. His philosophy is to steal a step. Now, what he means by that is, instead of just, you know, giving the defensive back, a wide receiver, an immediate vertical release, he wants to prevent that, and that's what he means by steal a step. And he has a philosophy of three R's: rhythm, replace, and react. Now, rhythm, obviously your rhythm step. You got to have 6-inch splits. When you step left 6 inches, you have to step right 6 inches. And being able to step in front of the defensive back. Now, if he releases to the outside and you step in, it's almost like mirroring in front of the wide receiver. You don't want to allow him to get vertical right away. And I think just watching the Denver Broncos on film, going back and seeing Aqib Talib and all these guys, it's a phenomenal philosophy. And it's what works in the NFL. And he had very successful defensive backs in Indy, and Vontae Davis and some of the young guys. I can't remember the young guy's name, number 42. I'm going to go back to it. I just emailed Greg this morning. We kind of talked about it, but super excited about that. And obviously, we went over some drills and some footwork stuff we can do. Now, they have different types of press techniques. They have the motor. They have the inch, the long press, inch steps where you mirror with the wide receiver, where they straddle the line. Got a lot of drills where you mirror and punch with your inside hand, just working it. And obviously, being able to be agile, you know, telling defensive backs, if you're a DB listening to the show, his philosophy for a defensive back's eyes is to keep the eyes in the chest, in the middle of the chest. Being able to take the charge, muscle memory, developing that muscle memory, especially being a yard and a half off the wide receiver, working inside out, nose inside the eye, working on the release drills, that stuff's phenomenal. Now, another thing we talked about at the clinic that I have written down here is different calls. So sometimes when we see a twins or a trip set from the opposing offense, you know, you may hear sometimes if the NFL mics pick it up, he says he uses the terminology OVO, which means the slot, the nickel corner, the nickel safety has to cover the out, the vertical, or the over the top of the linebackers, and you have a lot of trail techniques there. Yeah, a lot of stuff. Just a lot of drills, philosophies, and it's phenomenal to see really the evolution of how the defensive back game has changed. And, you know, they don't want to show a lot. You know, as a defensive back, as a defense, you don't want to show the opposing quarterback what coverage you're in. You want to be able to disguise and be unique in that regard. So just phenomenal philosophy by Greg Williams. And I tell you what, guys, go do your research on him. Go look him up on Google. He's a phenomenal guy, man. I tell you what. For a guy who's a professional football coach, I met a lot of coaches this weekend, and I talked to a lot of coaches at the college level and at the professional level, and I tell you what, Greg Williams was one of the most humble, down-to-earth coaches I've ever met. Him and I had a really good conversation. We connected very well. We had some very similar philosophies and ideas, because if you know me, you know I love defensive back play. That's the one main field I really specialize in covering, is watching defensive backs, and so that's going to be a tool we're going to use here at Locked On Broncos. You're going to hear a lot of film pieces. I'll have some video pieces, some cut-ups of film that we're going to go over and talk about, and just situational alignment stuff, and maybe what the quarterback is keying, the safeties are keying, and we're going to have that up on Twitter at CodyRourkeNFL. So very excited about utilizing the film aspect of it over here at Locked On Broncos and at PredominantlyOrange.com. But man, I tell you what, I came away inspired, and you know, the thing about Greg Williams, very humble guy, old school. Him and I had very similar terminology, and we talked about that. And the biggest thing is, you know, he's excited to get to work with such an elite group of defensive backs. And, you know, talking about Vance Joseph's vision, Joe Wood's vision, they have a lot of good things in store. You know, we don't always get to see that on TV. We don't always get to see all that stuff, but the coaches are really working hard to make this team very competitive, get back to the Super Bowl. And I tell you what, the defensive backs under Greg Williams are going to take the next step. We're going to see a lot more out of Bradley Roby. We're going to see a lot out of Brennan Langley, Will Parks, Justin Simmons, and he was super excited. You could just tell how excited he was just by hearing him talk about what he has planned for the no-fly zone, and I'm excited to get out there in training camp and be able to kind of get a closer bird's-eye view and be able to share that experience with you guys here during training camp for the Denver Broncos. So very excited about that. Tomorrow we'll be back for another episode of Locked On Broncos, talking about the latest news. We're going to get a few guests here. Brian Peacock of Locked On 49ers, checking to see. He's going to join me here this week. Locked On Broncos is going to get a couple fans on here. Cole Merrick, listener out of California in high school, avid sports fan, wanting to get into the sports business, you know, talking sports. And so we're going to have him on here. He's a lifelong Broncos fan, and he's going to share a story a little bit with you guys about why he became a Denver Broncos fan. If you want to jump on Locked On Broncos during this time of the year where there's not a lot of news happening, we want to hear your guys' stories, your best memories of the Denver Broncos. So you want to get on here and talk about that, be sure to send me a tweet at CodyRourkeNFL or direct message me. Or if you want to send me an email, send me an email at DenverBroncosLockedOn@gmail.com. If you want to be on the show, if you want to talk about certain things, if there's something you want read on air, send it to me at DenverBroncosLockedOn@gmail.com. And if you'd like to be a sponsor of the Locked On Broncos podcast and have your ad inserted here on the show, tweet me or better yet, email me at denverbroncoslockedon@gmail.com. That's the most important way to reach me. Enjoy, you guys. Check out all the latest content from my man Evan Gray over at LockedOnBroncos.com. Catch myself over at PredominantlyOrange.com covering all things Denver Broncos. Be sure to head to iTunes before you leave this episode, or after you leave this episode, for that matter. Head to iTunes and leave a 5-star review for Locked On Broncos. Tell us why you love the show. We're going to be sending our Denver Broncos contest giveaway out here very shortly. Some cool things you have the opportunity to win. An Emmanuel Sanders figurine, courtesy of Locked On Broncos. Very excited about that. Contest details coming soon, but that's the prize. Tweet me at Cody Rourke NFL. Follow the show on Twitter at Locked On Broncos. Once again, I appreciate all you guys. Check out all the work at PredominantlyOrange.com, LockedOnBroncos.com, and we will see you tomorrow for a new episode of Locked On Broncos. This is your host, Cody Rourke, saying good night and go Broncos.